Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Phantom Intermezzo. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. And now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective.
I was reading a book last night, Blackstone.
Yeah, hooray for you.
We'll skip that crack road of Brent. As I said, I was reading a book about ghosts. Did you ever see a ghost, Blackstone?
No, Don, I never saw one, and I doubt if anyone ever did.
I thought I saw one once. Remember, Blackstone?
Yes, Rhoda, I certainly do. I don't think I've ever seen anyone turn so pale.
Except Yamamura. I thought he was going to faint.
Who is this Yamamura?
He was a medium.
You know, one of those call-the-spirits-back-from-another-world boys. Well, maybe we better give her the story, Blackstone. Don looks kind of puzzled.
I'm plenty puzzled.
Well, Don, I had a telephone call a few weeks ago from a Mrs. Covington Moss, a wealthy widow who lives in a funny old house outside of town. Rhoda and I thought we were to do a show for some party of hers, so we drove out. It was dusk as we arrived on the doorstep, and the butler let us in. Mrs. Covington Moss is expecting us.
Very good, sir. Right this way.
Thank you.
I'll tell Mrs. Covington Moss that you're here.
Very well.
Hey, Blackstone, there's something funny here.
What do you mean, Rhoda?
Well, there's no party. What do you suppose she wants us for, to give an act just for her?
Well, that doesn't seem likely.
Gee, I wonder what the idea is.
Well, we'll find out soon enough.
Mr. Blackstone?
Yes?
Oh, thank you so much for coming to the aid of a poor, puzzled woman.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I couldn't think for a moment just where to turn for advice. And then I thought of you.
Oh?
My lawyers who handle my estate are so unsympathetic about my spiritual activities.
They refuse to advise you on your problem?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. They advise me against everything. But I didn't feel their being at all open-minded.
Perhaps you'd better explain.
Of course. Would you please come upstairs with me?
Certainly.
This room was the study of my dear nephew, David. He passed on a year ago, but he comes back to see me sometimes.
What do you mean?
He prays for me. Oh, he was so sweet. He knows that I miss him, so he lets Yamamuro bring him back to pray for me.
Who is this Yamamuro?
Oh, he's a wonderful man. He comes here every night and calls David back for me.
Is Yamamuro a medium?
Yes. He has great power in contacting those in the spirit world.
You pay him for contacting your David?
Oh, no. Yamamura wouldn't take pay. Why, he's a gentleman. I fool him, though, and he never suspects.
So what do you do, slip 50 bucks into his coat pocket before he leaves?
How did you guess? Only you're wrong on the amount. I give him $100 for his work, you know, to help him carry on. How did you guess?
I'm psychic myself sometimes.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Rhoda, please. How does David manifest himself?
With raps on the table, like this. Those two raps mean yes, and one, like this, means no. Clever of David to think of that way of signaling me, wasn't it?
Very clever.
And original, too.
David always is original.
What about this playing for you?
Oh, yes, the playing. Well, every night before David goes back to the spirit, he plays to me on the accordion. Isn't that sweet? Just as he used to play to me when he was alive.
He plays right here at this table, of course.
Oh, no. David never could play without walking up and down. And evidently being dead hasn't changed his habits at all. He plays all over the room. And sometimes, even from that linen closet over there, with the door shut.
Well, that's quite a trick.
Oh, but it isn't a trick. My lawyers say it is, but they can't explain it to me. So, I don't listen to them.
What did you call me in for, Mrs. Covington Moss?
I want you to find out if this could possibly be a trick. I know you can't, of course, but I want to have some proof to take to my lawyers. Then, they'll let me have the money.
More $100 bills for Yamamura?
Oh, no. Yamamura is going to start a foundation to bring back spirit, and I'm going to contribute $50,000.
$50,000?
Well, my lawyers feel that Yamamura isn't quite all that he might be. So, I've asked you here to prove that he really does call back my David. There he is now.
David?
Oh, no, Yamamura. You'll stay and watch the seance, Mr. Blackstone?
I think it would be better if Rhoda stayed. I'll look around and wait till it's over. I'll give you my verdict then.
Now the lights are built. We will call forth our David.
Ooh, this is spooky.
Oh, I must ask for quiet, please. Complete quiet. David, are you here with us? David?
Oh, he's here. Hello, David. Are you feeling quite well today? No? Oh, an attack of your old hay fever, perhaps? Oh, my poor dear. But you are happy, aren't you, David? Oh, I'm so glad. Now, will you play for us, David? It sounds as though he's gone into the closet, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You will play? Oh, he's back again. Oh, isn't it beautiful? Sweet David. Now, play from the closet, David. I want Miss Brent to see how you move around.
Sounds as if it were coming from the closet, all right.
What did I tell you? What's the matter? What are those noises? Why is David stopped playing? Yamamura, what is it?
Oh, I do not know. Something is going wrong. The spirits are...
The door's opening. The door from the closet.
And a figure's coming out. A white figure.
David. It's my David.
Heavenly days. It's a ghost.
Speak to me. David, speak to me.
Keep away, please. Keep away from me.
Keep... Yamamura.
You have summoned me once too often. You will not let me rest.
Oh, no. No, let go of me. Let go of me, David. No.
You mustn't do that. Let go of Yamamura, David.
Blackstone, the ghost is choking the medium.
Cough it up, Yamamura. Come on, cough it up. That's better.
Where's Blackstone dressed as a ghost?
Right, Rhoda, turn on the lights.
Mr. Blackstone, what have you done?
I approve that your lawyers are right, Mrs. Covington Moss. This man is a fake.
Well, look, there on the table. There's a tiny harmonica.
Tell me, Mr. Blackstone. Tell me what you found out.
And tell me, too, Blackstone.
Well, I've never believed in ghosts, Don, so I knew that Yamamuro's trick, whatever it was a trick. Mrs. Covington Moss had said that very often the music came from the linen closet. So I thought that perhaps there was a phonograph installed there.
So he hid in the closet before the seance began.
But I realized that there was no mechanical device secreted there, and then I knew that the trick was simple ventriloquism. Yamamuro had a tiny harmonica in his mouth. By opening and closing his lips, he made the sound rise and fall, as though near or at a distance.
And Blackstone came out of the closet dressed in a sheet and scared the daylights out of that medium.
Yamamuro knew that he had no psychic powers whatsoever and was more scared than anyone else at the sudden appearance of the ghost.
Oh, except me.
That's right. Except Rhoda. I had to choke Yama to keep him from swallowing the inch-long harmonica. That's all there was to it.
So another mystery was solved by magic. Well, what trick have you for us, Blackstone?
Well, this time it's a little mystery. Suppose we try it with Rhoda first.
Okay, how do we begin?
Well, now, here's a piece of notepaper and a pencil.
Uh-huh.
Just fold the paper so that you can tear it into three strips.
You mean fold about a third of the paper down?
That's right. And then fold the bottom third up. But don't tear it yet.
Uh-huh. There, that's done. What next?
Now, take this pencil and write your name in the center of the paper. Then write two other names, one above yours, the other below.
Each name in a separate section of the paper?
That's the idea.
All right. I've written Rhoda. And above that, I'll put Harry. And below, I'll write Don. Now what?
Tear along the creases. Then fold each slip of paper in half.
There.
Well, there are the slips. All folded.
Now give the papers to Don and let him shake them in that hat. Hold the hat high, Don.
Okay. There it is, above my head.
Very well. Now I reach into the hat and try to catch the magician vibration. What I'm after is the slip of paper with Rhoda's name on it.
You have only one chance in three.
Oh, no, Rhoda. With the vibration working, this trick can't miss. Here's a slip of paper from the hat. Open it and read the name.
But it's my own name, Rhoda.
I told you it would be. Now it's up to you to figure out how it's done.
And if I can't guess?
Then I'll be back to tell you. Well, Rhoda, how are you making out?
I'm not.
Well, let's have Don try it. Here's another piece of paper. Fold it in three, Don, and write your name in the middle.
And two other names, top and bottom.
That's right. And this time, we'll let Rhoda shake the hat.
There you are. And if you get the right paper this time, I'll...
I have it already. Open it, Don. Whose name's on it?
Why, my own. Say, this trick can't miss, can it?
No, and I'll show you why. Here's another piece of paper. What I want you to notice is the edges. They're all smooth, aren't they?
Yeah, of course.
Now, I fold the paper across two times, tear along the creases. Notice the edges of these slips?
Oh, yeah, the middle one has two rough edges where you made the tears.
That's right. But the other two slips each have one smooth edge, don't they?
Of course, the top and the bottom.
But it was the middle strip on which you wrote your name. So when I reached into the hat, all I had to do was find the slip with the two rough edges.
And it was the right one.
Yes, it was the right one. You can find it every time. I hope you like that trick, ladies and gentlemen. And now, until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Vanishing Pearls and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.